True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Two. Jahmyr Gibbs might be the best weapon in football. We might have the most dangerous player in football.
He is this year.
He is so much stinking fun to watch, and what a absolute beast he is. I thought the Goff line yesterday in the postgame press conference, that you could see the fear in the defense's eyes, was awesome. I love arms in the air raised after he's 7 yards downfield, and the whole team knows he's gone.
There's three plays in a game yesterday where people were throwing arms in the air.
Yep. He is the most dangerous weapon in football, and I'm so glad we have him. And, you know, it's funny because you think back to who was the best version of themselves yesterday, and I think Gibbs might be the list. There's somebody else, but I think Gibbs is, you know, of the guys that they count on week in and week out, they were not the best version of themselves. Gibbs was great, and he had 10 catches and he had explosive plays. Then he's the reason as much as any, they won that football game. So anyway, now that we've started on a positive, I suppose, let the bitching commence. Is that how this works now? It does, because the expectations are so high. Like, honestly, this is kind of a great position to be in. And the reality is, the way that they played yesterday probably wouldn't beat a playoff team. Yep, got it. But there was a Rich Rodriguez line. I don't quote Rich Rodriguez much, but wow, one of the Rich Rodriguez lines here that I actually came to like was, I want to be so good that we win even when we play poorly. That's how good I want to be. And that was kind of it yesterday, right? I mean, there was, offensively, they moved the ball and they came up with a must-have it drive, and they were misfiring a lot. But that's where the expectation is for this team. And every Sunday, you want to look like the best team in the world. And they don't look like the best team in the world. They mimic the best team in the world at times. They look better during the regular season last year. But let's see. Let's see what this thing, they've got a lot of work to do. A lot of back to the drawing board to try and bring that out.
So I thought that going into the game, the Lions would blow them out. Mm-hmm. I figured the Giants are kind of done. They moved on from their head coach. They're having to go with a backup quarterback. I thought they were donezo, and they were not. That team fought hard. That team wanted to win, and that team was devastated and pissed that they lost. And I think that they have every right to be, because they played well enough in regulation to win that football game, and their coach let those players down at the end by not kicking a field goal on 4th and goal from the 6. It's not 4th and goal from the 1. It was 4th and goal from the 6, and they didn't kick the field goal. Lions get the stop and are allowed to march down the field and, you know, try to tie things up, and they did with a 59-yard field goal. But the Lions, you know, looking at this, yeah, it was a problem because the game was in peril. And you felt like, why is this in peril? It's the Giants. There were a handful of plays that were incredibly frustrating. You had the two trick plays that the Giants worked to perfection. You're like, come on. How does that happen? To a team that, like the Lions, that are known for their trick plays, you figure that maybe they would recognize this, and they got caught. Okay, it happens. Got caught with their pants down, whether you were looking at something else or not paying attention or whatever the case is. Those plays worked, and it sucked. But it wasn't just those pass plays. There were a number of pass plays. The Giants averaged over 20 yards per completion in the game. Wandale Robinson was a problem yesterday. He was constantly open. And I guess the solace that I'll take out of that isn't he wasn't necessarily just beating the defensive backs, but it looked like there were some missed assignments out there. And the reason I say that's I'll take solace in that if I'm a Lions fan, which I am, is that I think missed assignments, that's something you can work on. You can fix that. Right? Know what your assignment is, and it's not a missed assignment, and then you're there to make a play. If you're just getting beat and you know your assignment, then that's a problem because it's outmatched and there's more talent on the other side. I didn't think that was the thing last night. I thought there were just some mistakes that were made that had nothing to do with talent, and that's correctable. So I'll take that as a positive. But watching the Lions go through it and seeing... And I mean, here it is. It's after week 11. Do we have to ask the question, is this a thing? Amon-Ra St. Brown dropped a couple more passes. And I'm going to be okay with it if everybody just sits here and says, okay, he's got a bad hand that he's dealing with.
He has to be hurt.
All right?
And we've heard
about this. Is it a wrist? Is it a thumb? Whatever it is, something's not 100% with him, with his hand, with his catching hands, right? It's one thing if you got a bad hamstring or if you've got, you know, an oblique. It's another when your hands, which is how you make your livelihood, if that's not there, then can that explain away why he had a couple of drop passes again in the game yesterday? And Jamison Williams had a couple of drop passes in the game. And that's frustrating because I thought Jared Goff, by and large, played really well yesterday. Obviously, the interception was a result of one of those drop passes. And so I'm not panicked about what happened yesterday. I was surprised that the Lions didn't blow them out. But in the end, you've got a team that really wanted to win. And let me tell you this, because I don't know if the... I don't think the...
The Giants really wanted to win.
And if you're a Giant player, I'm not sure how you're feeling today, but I'm going to guess by the reaction of the players when Aiden Hutchinson sacked Jameis Winston... I'm going to guess you're pissed at your coach for doing what he did at the end of the regulation yesterday. And I can understand why he would.
Yeah, I mean, you have two wins. You're going for a kill shot. You got one play.
All that makes sense. But you know what doesn't make sense to? Players that just want to win a game because the players care. Players aren't looking at, oh, what's our draft position? They couldn't care less about that stuff. They wanted to win. So when Aiden Hutchinson made the sack on Jameis Winston at the end of the game, there were two players that went nuts. Theo Johnson, the tight end who had three catches for 77 yards in the game, was downfield probably around the 25-30 yard line. When that play was over with, he took his helmet off and threw it down towards the Lions end zone. It landed at the goal line, skipped through the end zone, and then he went down to all fours on the ground and started pounding the ground. He was so upset. 20 seconds after that, Darius Slayton, the wide receiver, who was only targeted twice in the game, had one catch for 23 yards. Again, one of these big catches, right? Everybody was averaging 20 yards. He then threw his helmet. He was on the over towards the Lions sideline, over by the numbers, threw it across the field towards the Giants sideline, and then he started pounding the ground. These were two players. This was their reaction afterwards because they knew they blew a golden opportunity to snap a 5-game losing streak, which now becomes a 6-game losing streak. Players want to win the game.
They've blown a ton. They have had 7 games where they led by double digits. They are 2-5 in those 7 games.
They had, the 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep, and same thing against the Bears. Remember, the Bears scored twice late. Yeah. And they charged right down the field and scored first against Green Bay. The good news is... trailing the New York Giants in a regular season football game, not disqualifying for being a postseason contender. It's The Giants have put a lot of teams, a lot of the Lions peer group in the same situation, which is an important perspective point. I know people are upset today. Okay. Well,
I think, you know, we're happy that the Lions got the win. Yep. Because if they lost the game, then, you know, they're even further outside. And then you don't want that. Happy they won the game. But at the same time, I'm getting tired of having to look at these games and hearing the same things afterwards by everybody saying, we got a lot to clean up. We got a lot. Coach said it. Jared Goff said it. And we all know it. Yeah, you got a lot to clean up. Well, start cleaning up.
There's one thing that really is important to talk about. And I think it's, well, we'll get to it coming up next at 10:16. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. Get your Champ and Chump votes in. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? The Champ and Chump then get posted on our website on Tuesday. Who you got for Champ and Chump of the weekend? Again, if you hear one you like, you can second it because it's a vote. Yeah, you tally up the votes. So get your Champ and Chump votes in. We'll have ours at 10:35 here on 97.1. If you look at a season and you're a team with Super Bowl aspirations, and this is a team with Super Bowl aspirations, so each and every Sunday, they're going to be compared to whoever looks like the best team in the NFL. And they haven't spent a lot of time looking like that team, but they continue to keep themselves in play by finding ways to win games when they aren't playing a better version of NFL football, better brand of NFL football. There's no selection committee. Your resumes are measured by the W's, the L's, and the occasional T's. And the Lions still aren't in a playoff spot. What's crazy, and what I keep in mind, is when you do have Super Bowl aspirations, it is probably still difficult, even for professionals, to try and, you know, through 17 regular season games, always be playing at that peak level. They just came off a very disappointing performance at Philly, and they have ahead on Thursday a massive in-division game with Green Bay. And tucked right in between is this two-win Giant team. And they didn't play great. Lions did not play great. They played well enough to win the game. But in this new world that we're getting used to being a contender, they got the most important thing, and that's the win. And there's something to be said for playing a two-win team in between two massive games where you might not be the best version of yourself. So I think that we won't care about how the Giant game looked at all if they come out and play well against Green Bay and beat the Packers on Thursday.
Correct. I'm not upset with the game yesterday. It's a win, and I know it's hard to win the National Football League, and I'll take the win. I think there were some great performances yesterday. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs was otherworldly with what he did with over 260 yards in offense and the three touchdowns and, you know, three massively explosive plays, including the winning touchdown in overtime. I thought Jared Goff played very well at quarterback. I thought there was only maybe one play where I was like, what is he doing? And he got spun around and just kind of threw it away and instead of throwing it at the feet. And it was a similar play to what happened against Philadelphia when Brock Wright came wide open. He just didn't have time to throw it. I think the same kind of thing happened here. He got spun around and kind of lost his bearings and got rid of the ball. And if he had an extra tick, he could look to his right and see another guy who was wide open for a touchdown. But it's okay. I mean, because they ended up winning it. But they scored
the next play, right? Because the next play was a wide receiver screen to Amon-Ra.
I believe you're right. Correctly, yeah. So
They overcame it.
And that's the thing with this team is they've got that ability. They're very, very talented. And I think the problems, if you watch yesterday's game, they're on both sides of the ball. I mean, defensively, we talked about, I think, just missed assignments more than anything else. It was frustrating because you don't want to lose to anybody, but, you know, a bad Giant team with their backup quarterback. But you're reminded that Jameis Winston has talent. He does have talent. Offensively, the Lions, yes, they had their explosive plays, and it looked great. But did the offensive line do a good enough job of protecting Goff? I think for the most part they did. Did they open up enough holes in the running game? Well, clearly they opened up enough creases that Jahmyr Gibbs took advantage of it. But the receivers let the team down with drops.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, it was weird and very uncharacteristic and at bad times. And look, there were some penalties, some really questionable calls in the game yesterday, but fortunately after a win, you don't have to revisit that and say, what happened here? Yeah, some strange stuff happened. But it's a game, once again, where they can say, and they have said to a man, we got to clean stuff up. Well, I'm curious what they look at and say what it is that they need to clean up. Like, in an honest moment, what do they have to clean up? Because that would be beneficial to all of us to understand.
Well, if it's true, okay, then that tells me it's fixable. The concern is, do you not have the horses? Can you sit here and say, we know how to protect a quarterback and we know what went wrong, but do you have the guys to execute it? And those are real questions. And it's amazing if they go back to not dropping passes, how different that game looks. Those drop passes killed drives. Those drop passes took points off the board. Those drop passes were turnovers. Like, they were very, very costly. And I'm hoping that they can get through Thursday relatively unscathed and the following Thursday, and then they get the long break. They finally get one of those long breaks because they go back-to-back Thursdays where they can health up, because, you know, I'm going to say something here that is weird. I really hope Amon-Ra's hurt, and I suspect that he is. I know there's stuff circulating on the internet and there's pictures until something gets confirmed, because I don't trust what we see on the internet, but 248-539-9797. Let's talk to the people. We go to Ivory in Redford. What's up, Ivory?
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'll be real quick because I know you got callers. So my champ is Jahmyr Gibbs, of course. My chump, I don't know. Like, I'm going to say it's, for me, it's Brad Holmes, and I'll tell you why. You know, he's been a great GM. Like, he's built his team up very well. It's not that he's not a good GM. It's just that, and I don't know, like, if it's Dan Campbell thing or him, like, but for one, he's got to stop with these third-round project things that don't do anything for them. You know, I think part of the problem, too, is, like, it was part Goff and part – Goff had a decent game, part Goff, part Holmes, because they need to develop – another JMO, he's a speed guy. He's a good player. He's a speed guy, like a deep guy. But outside of Amon-Ra, you know, they don't have another receiver. Like, the Porter being hurt is a killer for them.
So we'll let you finish here. But so you started the call by saying that they can't keep wasting picks on developmental guys, and then you're saying they need to develop a receiver, and that's exactly what they did this draft. They took a chance on Isaac Tesla with a third round pick that they're hoping to develop.
You're right. Like, I understand. Like, you want to take guys, and if you see a guy that you like, but they don't even give the kid run. Like, they don't develop plays. They don't.
I suspect it might change because Khalif Raymond left the game yesterday with an ankle injury and did not return. I don't know what his status is going to be for Thursday, but I'm guessing it's not good. That might give Tesla an opportunity to have more reps in the game. And with Laporta's injury, too, I think that's another opportunity.
There's a learning curve, though. There's a learning curve. And I think they still have high expectations for him. He's on that curve right now. Jason is next. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
I am lockstep with the last caller. My champ is Brad Holmes having the courage to take Jahmyr Gibbs and not draft Bijan Robinson, not draft Jalen Carter. Everybody was losing their mind, and the Lions would be probably two or three less wins or worse without Jahmyr Gibbs. The opposite, Brad Holmes is my chump because, and you guys seemingly always want to, a caller wants to go after Brad Holmes, you guys immediately come in and want to defend him. Okay, great. You take Tesla. They do not use him. He is not being used. You have two. You've just pointed out you are down two pass threats in Laporta and Raymond in the second half. He does not get the ball thrown to him. And I would have preferred to see those third-round draft picks be thrown to Miami and bring in the defensive end who terrorized Goff 2 weeks ago over Isaac Tesla, who seemingly cannot get on the field.
Brad Holmes, hey, Jason. In the face. Jason, Brad Holmes might agree with you.
He might.
I mean, Brad Holmes, in retrospect, might look back and go, here's a mistake I made. Here's something I'd rather do. He's not perfect. You're right about that. And I think that there's definitely going to be times where he looks back and says, I wish I had. I think every GM does. He's the net of his work is overwhelmingly positive. There are mistakes that were made. And I guess if you get to the mountaintop, it doesn't matter. Fine. He's got two chump votes. Let's continue with Dave next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good.
I'm going to go out of a tie for camp. I got to go with Gibbs. First off, he had a total, I believe I wrote it down, 219 yards, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Longest run, 69 yards. I also think Stafford is a champ. Three touchdowns, zero interceptions, and look what he's doing with this team. I mean, they look the best, I think, in the division right now. That's my opinion, and I just want to hear you guys say, sir.
Oh, they're in the conference. Yeah, Rams are playing very well. Who's your chump?
I think it's the coach of the – actually, I know it's the coach of the Giants. Matt Gould, I mean, he cost them the game at the end.
So it's interesting. This is obviously going to be a debate point whether or not the Giants should have kicked the field goal or gone for it. I think when you have two wins going for a kill shot, there's nothing wrong with it. If it works, it's basically arguing the result. Them going for it, I don't think was that outrageous. But hey, thank you for the phone call. We'll get to our championship.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Nominations at 10:35. We've got your votes in. 97-1.
Hey, if your garage...
That's Jared Goff. And yeah, they were misfiring a lot. And did enough, though. Found a way. By the way, I was thinking about this afterwards. I was driving at a hockey game last night. I was driving to my game, and I was thinking about, is this the kind of game exactly what Dan Campbell was talking about at his introductory press conference? You'll knock us down. We'll be bleeding, but we'll keep getting back up, and we'll bite a kneecap on our way. Is this kind of what he was talking about?
Maybe.
Yeah. I wondered about that.
Well, I mean, you're not expecting the team that was 6-4 going into it to struggle with the team that was 2-8. But the result is the same. If this had been the first game of the season, yeah. And getting back to the previous caller who was complaining about Tesla, they don't even use him.
Yeah.
He had 28 snaps yesterday, was his high snap total of the season. So they're ramping him up.
Yep.
And the last 3 weeks, he went from 28.6% of the offensive snaps to 33.9% of the offensive snaps to 41.2% of the offensive snaps yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised to see that number creep up towards 50 or over 50 on Thursday if Raymond's not able to play. And, you know, it's been building up anyway. Well, I think we'll see plenty of Isaac Tesla. I hope we do, because I think he's a very talented receiver.
I don't. First of all, I'm not disappointed in Tesla just yet, okay? It's year one of a third-round pick rookie. He gets some time to develop here. That's one. Two is he wants him to throw to him more, and I get it. Yeah, I think we'd all – somebody needs to step up. With LaPorta out and Khalif Raymond goes out in the middle of that game, Tesla feels like a likely candidate. But, you know, they have him in practice every day. Players are often given what they earn in practice. Players are often given more opportunity when they prove they can handle what is being asked of them. So it's not as if Isaac Tesla is behind the scenes tearing it up and the Lions are refusing to put him on the field. They're waiting until they see, okay, he can handle A, B, or C, whatever it is my guess. That's what stands to reason. That's what's logical, and I don't think illogical people run this organization. So you very well may get your wish in the next couple of weeks. The opportunity is there. The necessity is there. And the practice reps are going to be there with guys down. Let's go to Jake next. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
I just wanted to say I was at that game yesterday, and even though it was extremely frustrating and they didn't look great, it was an amazing atmosphere to be at, and what a great comeback win. And just the crowd was going absolutely wild. And then my champ and chump of the week, champ, obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs. And my chump is Russell Wilson going out for the coin toss in overtime with a helmet and chin strapped up. Saw that was funny when he was sitting on the bench the whole game.
I don't know how you're supposed to go out for the coin toss. It's kind of funny. But thank you.
Ready to play at all times.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a call that actually sounds happy, that more happy that they won the game than anything else. And you know, as I like to say, you're entitled to feel how you feel. I'm that's the category I'm in. I'm more happy that they found a way to win on a day they didn't play great in a classic trap game between Philly and Green Bay. The NFL is the real deal. Even the bad teams can beat you. And there's plenty of examples of bad teams beating good teams. And there's plenty of examples of the Giants being a tough out in the last 2 weeks leading into this game. They went right down the field and scored the opening drive against Green Bay and led it 7-0. And that was a battle that went late. And they had a 2-score lead against the Bears late and lost it. Now, it's a commentary on the Giants for sure, but it's also a commentary that it's not disqualifying to have to come from behind to beat the Giants. 248-539-9797. Are you ready for Champ and Chump, Scott?
I am.
I'll let you go first today.
Really?
Well, because you're going to take the champ that you're going to pick is we try not to have the same champ and chump. So you go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say I could have changed it because I was torn between two, but I went with the obvious one, which is going to be Jahmyr Gibbs, 264 yards total from scrimmage, 219 on the ground. You got the 3 touchdowns. He's got over 1,300 yards from scrimmage this season and 13 touchdowns total. That's keeping pace with what he did last year when he had over 1,900 yards from scrimmage and 20 touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs might be the best weapon in football, as you said earlier. I think it's him or Jonathan Taylor right now, but they're both making their cases. Jahmyr Gibbs is flat out explosive. The coach, the quarterback, both called him electric yesterday.
Okay, I'm going to go with the other player that I thought was the best version of himself yesterday for the Lions. That was Jack Fox. The New York Giants
Fox was great yesterday.
Started off of punts, started 4 drives inside their 10.
The 10 are inside.
The 10 are inside the 10. One of them is because of penalty, and another one started on the 12. Jack Fox was awesome, and I will give him my champ of the weekend vote.
Yeah, I thought of him as well. My bigger picture was the all special teams because of what they did. But yeah, Jack Fox is a great call. My chump. And we've heard this call. We've gotten this call several times, and every time I kind of roll my eyes when I hear it. But I'm gonna pontificate this. Anyone who's ever called and said that Gibbs can't run between the tackles, that he has to stay outside to use his speed, shut up. My God, he's dynamic no matter where he runs. And yes, his long runs started between the tackles. He can run anywhere he wants. He's not labeled just to be a speedster and stick outside, and you got to have Montgomery to get the tough yards inside. Jahmyr Gibbs can get you yards wherever he wants to.
He's really, really good. We printed up some stuff from the day after he got drafted just to revisit it. It's really, really interesting. My chump of the weekend is the Eagles. 21-0 lead. You blew it. Hate to see it. I'll give you my chump. 248-539-9797. With a little side champ for the Cowboys for coming back and winning that game. Bill in Sterling Heights. Hi, Bill.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All right, Bill.
Yeah, I just want to kind of echo what you said about the Giants. You got to just be, you know, kind of going out of your mind if you're a Giants fan, because they, you know, the week before, I mean, they had the ball deep in Green Bay territory with a chance to tie the game at the end of the game. And I wonder if the Green Bay fans were thinking, oh, my God, you know, how do we barely beat the Giants? You know, there are no style points in the NFL. I mean, that's just a fact. But my champ and chump, Jahmyr Gibbs, he single-handedly won that game for them. And, yeah, the guy's just incredible. And the chump was the pass rush. Now, you know, Jameis Winston had a really good game, but they had until the last play where Hutch got him, finally, they really didn't have any type of pressure on him. And it just makes you wonder, you know, I know the Eagles, they gave up a third round draft pick, I think, to get Jalen Phillips.
Yep.
Should we have given up a second round draft pick? You know, at some point,
or Runnell?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Gator. At some point, you know, you have to say screw the picks. There has to be.
At some point, you have to say that. I'm not sure Jalen Phillips is the player I would say screw the picks for.
Our GM seems to say it on draft day.
Yeah.
He trades on draft day. He trades draft picks. He doesn't use them nearly as much at the trade deadline.
Yeah, he takes the opposite approach, which is kind of strange. I hear what you're saying, Bill, and you know that's going to be a criticism, valid or not, but it's going to be a criticism up until the point where he finally says, "I'm going to trade a first round pick for whatever,"
or up until the point his plan works and
they win a Super Bowl for sure.
You know, I mean, if they beat Philly in the postseason. And until you do it. So
I'll be curious on Thursday who suits up on Thursday, because they've got guys that are getting really healthy, and are they going to make a difference or not? Davenport looks like he's ready to come back. Pascal could be coming back, and not that these guys are high-end pass rushers, but you know, Davenport is counted on to be a guy, and when he was healthy, he has shown to be, you know, a decent pass rusher, but he's never healthy, which is the big issue. But if he's ready to come back, can he give this team anything? It'd be nice.
Jalen Phillips yesterday. And by the way, Champ and Chump brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights. And we got your vote down for the pass rush. I still would have loved to have seen Jalen Phillips in a Honolulu blue and silver. Yesterday, he played 58 snaps, which was almost all of the defensive snaps. He had zero tackles, zero assists, zero. He had one quarterback hit. That was the only stat that he accumulated. Now, that doesn't mean much unless he continues to do that. He's had very impactful games. Yesterday was not one of them.
His career has been filled with inconsistency, which is why one of the reasons why the Dolphins were willing to move on from him. So I get it. But we'll see. The other name who might be coming back is Hassanin.
Yeah,
the rookie that they drafted, everybody was really excited about and hasn't had a chance to play, and looks like he might get healthy enough to play.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Stan Campbell. Kang, what was it you saw online? You quoted me this morning. Somebody posted on the on social media.
You're going to have to go more detail.
I was going to give you, because you were the one that found it.
I found a lot of things online this morning.
It was a moral win.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, a moral. How did they put it?
We don't count moral victories, but this was a moral loss.
Yeah. They won it the game, like but it, was, it felt like a moral loss. That's what it was. It's a great way that when you're dealing with the, you know what, I think what the people that call them are really upset. After a football game, there's this big pie, right? A pie of importance. And I think the biggest slice of that pie is, did you win? If you won, that's how much of the pie is that? 60%, 75%, 90%. I think in some people's view, that's 10%. And could you run the ball? Did you stop the run? Did you, like, because having a third string quarterback throw for as many yards as Jameis Winston did is, in, I think, overshadowing in a lot of people's view the fact that they did find a way to win the game. Yeah, they can't play that way and beat better teams. They can't. You can make a case they played much better against Philly in a loss than they did in this game. But at the end of the day, they won the game, and that's what's, I think, most important. And I'm going to be really intrigued because this is not even a footnote if they come out and play great on Thursday. Thursday's a huge game. It's a huge, huge game. And I still think they've got a much better version of themselves. I'm not going to be like stunned if they play well and beat Green Bay.
I'm not going to be stunned if they beat Green Bay either. But I mean, this is it, man. This is the last six games of the schedule, and it is not an easy run for the Lions against the Packers. And then they take on the Cowboys, who are red hot, and Cowboys really are completely galvanized as a team now because of the death of Breland. Then they play at the Rams. Now, given it at Los Angeles is not necessarily a road game other than the trip itself, but there's going to be plenty of Lions fans there. But the Rams are playing the best football in the NFC right now. And then they finish up against the Steelers, Vikings, and Bears, and the Bears just keep winning football games and stay on top of the division with 8 wins right now. There's some tough games to go. They've got to win every opportunity they can. So when yesterday comes and goes, all you care about at the end is who won. Oh, Lions won? Great. Let's move on and get to Thursday. And at the end of the day on Thursday, when you're getting ready to chow down the turkey, let's hope that did the Lions win. Okay, that's all that matters.
248-539-9797, Josh in Huntington Woods. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Champ of the week, Salah Swords. That performance against UConn was epic.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. And Chump, Ohio State and the Big Ten, hear me out. Do you think the Big Ten would be proposing a sale if Ohio State didn't need or want it and Michigan didn't want it? I mean, they need one of the two. Ohio State needs this deal. They lost $40 million last year, and they're losing more this year. And so were Michigan supposed to bail out their rival? They are chumps.
Well, first of all, I don't
think the department's losing money.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to I don't think this deal is going to go through. It probably won't be something you have to worry about. There's a lot of people on the outside looking at the Big Ten and asking, what are you doing? I had a source tell me that it hasn't even been made totally clear to the Big Ten what exactly this private equity firm is buying. Like, they might be buying, they might be putting advertising patches on the jerseys and stadium naming rights and all that stuff. So that's got to get cleared up. Silas Swords look like Caitlin Clark against UConn.
Basketball player?
Yeah, she's a women's basketball player from Michigan, and she looked like Caitlin Clark. It was crazy. 248-539-9797. Thank you for phone call. Clay is next on 97.1. Hi, Clay.
Hello.
Hey.
So real quick, my champ, Jahmyr Gibbs, just a baller, run all over that field. Yep. Those explosive plays. The chump, all the Lions fans that were booing the team yesterday, I don't know if you heard it on the TV or not, but there was multiple occasions where the crowd was booing. So just wanted to put that out there.
Why don't you like them booing? I'm curious.
I mean, this is an SOL. I mean, we've had great seasons, and we had a great team, and they're talented, and hey, we might not have performed to the best of our ability, but I don't think we should be booing them based on that performance. Like, we got a long way to go to get there. And if we're going to hit one bump in the road and that's how you're going to act, are you a true fan?
Well, they're true fans. I think they could be upset and voice their opinion. I mean, there were several groan-worthy moments at the very least. And when you see drop passes, you're not going to be happy about it. When you're in the red zone and you have a drop pass that turns into an interception which takes away points, you're going to be upset about it. When you see a backup quarterback, you know, be the recipient of a trick play and you know, look like Saquon Barkley once he's got the ball in his hands against an NFL linebacker, you're going to be upset. When you see another trick play work to perfection, you're going to be upset. There were legitimate reasons for the crowd to react, I think, the way that they did. In the end, that place was as loud as it can be at the moments where it needed to be. When you get to overtime and they hand the ball off to Gibbs and he goes for the touchdown, did it sound like any of the fans were upset? When Aiden Hutchinson made the sack to seal the game at the end of it and the crowd went nuts, nobody was going, "Oh, this team sucks, boo." Wow. No, the emotions changed during the course of the game.
Considering the way we travel around the NFL and this team gets supported, I don't think it's a huge deal. And they weren't playing well. People expressed their displeasure. But Chris is in Davidson and next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great.
All right. So yesterday, from what I was looking at, Jahmyr Gibbs was the equivalent of Bo Jackson and Tecmo Super Bowl. he was outrunning everyone. He was shrugging everyone to the ground. He would get into a pile of defenders and just come out the other end. And that's literally what he reminded me of. He was the equivalent of unstoppable.
It's hard to believe that we've got that guy. Because I feel like we've the bulk of my life in the NFL. I mean, I guess we did have Barry Sanders and we had Calvin Johnson, but we got that guy that's contributing to wins and we're winning at a high level where people are disappointed after wins. He won that game yesterday for them. Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, I dug for Jack Fox and Jack Fox was really, really good. I don't know that anybody else would say that they were the best version of them, what they can be. Gibbs was. No question.
That game reminded me of a Barry Sanders game.
Yeah, kind of. That's
Tampa,
a good call.
Where he had two really long touchdown runs, had over 200 yards rushing, and that's what Gibbs was. And you know, Gibbs and Barry are two completely different running backs. You know, Barry was the ultimate make you miss guy. Had good speed, but didn't have great speed like Gibbs does. Gibbs is when he gets out there. You're right, Bo Jackson. That comes to mind. Gone.
Yeah, and do you guys think by chance, I don't know if anyone's brought it up yet, do you think maybe they were kind of overlooking this game a little bit and just getting more ready for
possible.
Green Bay?
I don't think they were getting more ready for Green Bay, but I do think it's possible that, You the ramp up to the Eagles game was so big. The ramp up to the Giants game wasn't. Now the ramp up to the Green Bay game is going to be huge. They they lost the Eagles game. They lost the Eagles game, and I'm more mad about that still than I am about the win yesterday. The win yesterday, hey, they found a way to win on a day where they didn't have their best. I mean, this Giants team beat the Eagles earlier this year. This Giants team had, I mean, this is the peer group, right? They beat the Eagles. They did the exact same thing where they blew a late lead against Chicago. Green Bay had to battle and claw, and as the caller said earlier, the Giants had the ball driving with a chance to tie them or win it late. Like, there's, you know, that's the peer group. A lot of teams in the Lions peer group have struggled with this Giants team. I'll say it again. It's not disqualifying that they had to work hard and find a way to win this game. Bob in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Hi, Bob. Bob, are you there? Bobby?
Bob?
No good. John in Roseville, you're next. Hello, John.
John,
go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. No, I just wanted to point out, I'm hearing things like Gibbs single-handedly won the game and Hutch's sack at the end. I don't think Bates is getting enough credit for keeping the game alive.
Well, that's true.
The 59-yard field goal.
That was I mean, Campbell's rally video in the locker room, I was waiting for a big old ceremony for him, and they didn't even mention his name when he was giving game balls away.
It was a big kick. Huge kick.
He mentioned him in the post-game press conference.
The only reason we won
conference.
That game.
Well, I don't think he's the only reason.
I mean, it was the ultimate reason they were able to go to overtime. But, I mean, yeah. I think, you know what, people might take Jake Bates a little bit for granted because they saw the big leg he had in the UFL or USFL, whatever it was, and they're just expecting him to knock down long field goals, and it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
And he poured in from 59 just inside that upright. Would have been good from a couple more yards, and that's good enough for
it
all.
It wasn't pretty, but it went through.
No, but it went through.
It was a crazy trajectory on that kick. Yeah, Jake Bates with the
My champ is Bates, yep. And my chump is the coach of the Giants. Threw the game away.
Thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.